You finished, Dad?
Let me put some tape on it.
No, give me the masking tape and that string. There's some more boxes over there that I need to bring over.
Let me put the tape on.
Thank you very much. That's fine.
But you must be tired.
Don't worry. I'll take it. That's fine.
Hey, what exactly are you doing, Mehdi?
Bring the
Come
other
on.
Two.
Can you pick them up by yourself,
yes, son?
Hey, Ahmad, let's take this one together.
I'll take it myself.
Will you manage?
Yeah.
Mehdi, come here for a minute.
Yes, Dad?
Take a look at Ahmad.
The poor guy's been feeling down all morning.
I don't blame him. He was only 15 when my dad brought him here. He even used to sleep here for a while. I was around 21 when I first started my job here with Dad. It was right after the time I finished my military training.
Oh, hi, Ahmad. Hello there. How are you?
Dad, Mr. Shalchi's here. I'm going to go and move some things in the room next door. Go and see Mr. Shalchi while I go and help Mehran.
All right, son.
Hello, Mr. Carrodmont. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Ahmad's feeling a bit down because he's leaving this place.
Actually, to tell the truth, I need someone to supervise the workers when I start the renovations here. Don't worry about finding a job, Ahmad. There's always a job around.
Don't say that, Mr. Shalchi. Ahmad is part of our family. We'd be lost if he wasn't here.
Even if you fire me, I'd never leave you. Mr. Shalchi, do you plan on knocking this place down?
Of course not. Why should I knock it down?
It's a good building. It brought us lots of luck.
Yeah, I realize that. It's a strong and sturdy building.
I'll go bring you some tea.
Thank you.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Mehdi. Good, thanks. Yourself?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good to hear.
Mr. Shalchi, I've packed nearly all of our belongings and I've placed them in just one of the rooms. So hopefully we'll find a place in the next 1 or 2 weeks and I'll take everything away. There's just one table and chair left in this room. If you think it's going to get in your way, then please put it out in the yard if it's not too much trouble.
Don't worry, Mehdi. I already told you. There's no need for you to rush and vacate the premises.
Thanks, Mr. Shalchi, but we've already troubled you more than enough.
Don't mention it, Mohsen. I hope you find a place close by so we can be neighbors. That would be nice.
I hope so, too. I've really gotten used to this neighborhood.
Dad, I've got to go and see Mr. Carrodmont now.
Did something happen?
No, he said he wanted to talk to me.
All right, then go. Just keep me informed.
Sure. I'll see you later,
Take
Mr.
Take care.
Nice seeing you.
You too.
Take
Goodbye,
care.
Mr. Shalchi.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Let's go inside, Mr. Shalchi. Let's go and have a cup of tea, shall we?
Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Hi, Aunt Irma. You're home early today. I had to stay back a bit at the hospital, so there was no point going to the office anymore. I came home quickly so I could see Tuba.
Oh, how cute.
I just put her to sleep a moment ago. Let me go
wake
her.
Oh, no. It's fine.
I don't mind.
How's your aunt doing?
She's fine. The doctor said we can bring her home.
Shh. Your father hasn't fallen asleep yet. He'll hear you.
Mum, you're going to have to tell him. You have to tell him sooner or later. Weren't you supposed to talk to him about it today?
Darling, I was about to open my mouth today and tell him. But as soon as I mentioned Soraya's name, he turned as red as a pomegranate. I'm sure he won't let us bring her here. I don't blame him, you know. If Aunt Soraya comes back here, she might say or do something and offend Mohsen again.
What are you saying, Mum? We're the only family Aunt Soraya's got. Where else is she supposed to go?
Yes, Grandma, I feel sorry for her.
I've got nothing against her coming here. But I'm almost certain that Nemat won't allow it.
The doctor told me she's going to need help with everything for a while. We can't just ignore her like that.
Fatime! Fatime!
Hey, Paristu. What's going to happen with Mehdi's court case now that Miss Bezorgmer has passed away?
I really don't know. I have been thinking about it all day.
Mr. Musadeh, please send me the documents that you reviewed as soon as you can. One moment, please.
Please continue.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Please, take a seat. I apologize. Yes. Yes, yes, I definitely need it for the second trial. Sorry? No, give it to my secretary if I'm not in the office. Thank you very much. Goodbye, sir. So, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
I've got good news for you. Mr. Fani's lawyer, Mr. Soleiman, came here yesterday and withdrew the complaint that they had filed against you.
And did you perhaps ask them what made them change their minds?
He told me. He actually explained everything to me. I don't know whether or not you're aware of Miss Bezorgmer's death.
I am, unfortunately.
Mr. Soleiman said Mr. Fani is being detained for the time on murder charges.
You mean Mr. Fani was the one who killed her?
It's just an assumption for the time being. But there is a lot of evidence against Mr. Fani. One example is that Miss Bezorgmer was murdered the night before she was supposed to come and testify on your behalf and against Mr. Fani in court.
You mean Mr. Fani could have killed her because of that reason?
What can I say? The police haven't told Mr. Soleiman about the details of the murder case. However, Mr. Fani is the main suspect because he had a motive to kill Miss Bezorgmer. You know those checks that Mr. Fani claimed he hadn't taken back from you? Mr. Soleiman happened to find them by chance the day Mr. Fani was arrested. He then realized that his client had been tricking him as well all this time. So he visited Mr. Fani and made him sign a withdrawal of complaint form so he can end the lawsuit that was filed against you. Aren't you happy, Mr. Faramund?
I am. You know, you really helped me a lot, Mr. Karatmand. Having you by my side during this time, it was a real comfort to me.
You're very welcome. I'm only returning some of the favors that Dr. Faramund has done for me. The reason why I asked you to come here today is because I wanted to ask you what I should do.
About what?
Well, Mr. Soleiman is upset because Mr. Fani tricked him as well by framing you. He told me to tell you that you can sue Mr. Fani on charges of defamation. That is, if you want to, of course. If you decide to do that, he's prepared to testify in court against Mr. Fani. He even said he's willing to be your lawyer without charging any fees. Mr. Faramund, tell me what I should tell him. So what should I tell him? Do you want to file a complaint against Mr. Fani?
But tell me, why would I sue someone who was already being charged with murder? Mr. Caradmont.
Hello, it's nice
Hello.
To see you.
How are you? You okay?
Good, thanks. Are you alone?
Yes.
Tuba not with you?
I left her with Grandma Fatima. I came here to take you with me.
Where to?
Come sit down for a minute.
Did something happen to Soraya?
No, it's nothing of the sort. Don't worry. They're going to discharge Aunt Soraya and take her to the house in Monoria.
Oh. Well, that's good.
They told me to come and pick you up. Grandad is really upset that Aunt Soraya is going to their house in Monoria. He says she has to go to her own house.
By herself?
I thought I'd come and ask you to come and convince Grandad to allow Aunt Soraya to stay at their house.
No, darling, it's none of my business.
Mom, I know about everything. Forgive her. Forgive her for Grandad's sake. Grandad hasn't stepped out of his room ever since last night when he found out that Aunt Soraya is going to stay at their house.
How come?
He says if she comes back there again, she'll torment Mehdi.
Oh, dear.
Grandad's really upset with Soraya. Grandad suffered a lot of pain and anguish during the years you weren't there. Even though you had suffered a lot during those years, you forgave me for going to that house. To be honest, I couldn't understand what you were saying before. But after hearing about the drama that you had with Aunt Soraya, I finally realized what you must have gone through. I realized that many people got hurt for no reason because of Aunt Soraya's selfishness, and that must have been very difficult to deal with. Grandma Fatima really wants to go back to their house. Please do it. You're the only person who can convince Grandad.
Oh, darling. She can't go back to her own house all by herself.
Why can't she?
Dad, Aunt Soraya's not that well. She can't live alone.
Well, tell Astella to go and stay with her.
Astella can't do that. He's an old man. Besides, he's busy taking care of his wife. Didn't you know she's ill?
I don't care. I don't want her to come here. You can go and stay with her and come back home once she gets better.
My poor girl's got to go to work in the hospital during the day. She's busy. Let her come here so that Paris, too, and I can at least look after her during the day.
I don't want her to come here. Mary has only just started to breathe a sigh of relief. If she comes back here, the past will repeat itself again. I don't want her to come here. Tell her to go home.
Dad, if God forbid something happens to Aunt Soraya, you'll be the one that's most upset, you know.
I don't want Mehdi to get hurt again. I made a mistake once. I don't want to repeat the same mistake again. Do you understand me?
Hello. Hello, darling. I'm so glad you came.
Hello, Akram.
Hello, sweetheart. Hello, Dad.
Hi, Akram, my darling daughter-in-law.
Let's go.
Do you know what they're asking me to do? I made a mistake about you two, and I have suffered because of it for 20 years. They want me to go back to the square I was standing on 20 years ago. I won't do it. I owe you and Mohsen an apology. I have to answer to God. And do you know what? They don't even know what I want to say. Can you understand that? I can't. Don't they realize that your family has come back to this house after 20 years? Can't Fatima see that? I am not going to let Soraya hurt you ever again.
The reason why I didn't come here during all those years wasn't because of Sarai's behavior. It was because I always thought that you didn't love me at all.
You are my oldest daughter-in-law. I love you very much, my dear. I love you a lot. Believe me, I've never expressed my feelings to you because I knew Soraya would get jealous. I never told your kids or Mohsen how I felt about them. I was stuck, Akram. I didn't know what to do. That's why I don't want Soraya to set foot in this house again. She wouldn't quit her nonsense, even after she had forced you to leave this house. She kept saying bad things about you behind your back. I was fed up. I couldn't take it anymore. I gave her triple the amount of inheritance she was entitled to so she would leave this house. I didn't want to ever see her again. Mehdi's forgiven me and is staying here. Now you're here, my darling. You've forgiven me too. What are they saying? They keep saying, let her come here. Let her come here. I can't do it. Sweetheart, go talk to them. I don't think they understand what I'm saying. Go talk to them. This isn't my house anymore. It isn't my house anymore. It's Mehdi's house. It's your house. Go on, my dear.
Daddy, dear, Soraya isn't able to hurt anyone anymore. No one except herself. God wanted Mehdi to go there and to save her. I really missed you a lot.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Hi, Grandma.
Hello.
Hi, Aunt Alma.
Hello. I brought your mom here.
Where is she?
She's talking to Granddad.
Is that you, Mehdi?
Hi, Mom.
Hello, sweetheart.
What happened, Akram? Did he say yes?
Yes. Thank God.
Mehdi, you need to come with me tomorrow so we can bring Aunt Soraya here from the hospital.
It's Ismail. Don't answer it. You know your dad's going to get upset if you talk to him, honey. Put it on silent. It's annoying. Did he end up seeing the doctor?
He got the doctor's number from Dad.
I know that, but God knows if he's gone there. Samane, give the doctor's clinic a call. Maybe he's been. Yes? Finish your lunch first, darling.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Samine Yaseri. My partner was supposed to get an appointment with the doctor and see him. I wanted to know whether he's been there yet.
What is his name?
Ismail. Ismail Moshfek.
He hasn't been seen by the doctor yet, but he's got an appointment for next week.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Did he go?
He's got an appointment for next week.
Don't get your hopes up. Who knows whether he'll go or not?
Hi, Dad. Did you want to see me?
Hi, darling. Take a seat.
Is something the matter?
Dr. Ruz Bahani, the dean at your university, called me today.
Dr. Ruz Bahani?
Yes. He asked whether he could come here and propose for his son. I told him, I need to talk to you about it first. I need to know what you want. Well?
How did he find your number?
What difference does it make? He's going to call me again tomorrow. Should I tell him to come?
No. The thing is, I'm not considering getting married at the moment.
Why not?
No reason.
There can't not be a reason. You've got to get married eventually. And it's your last term at university.
I want to get a master's degree.
Actually, Dr. Ruz Bahani said his son's going to get a scholarship to study for his PhD overseas. He doesn't want his son to go abroad by himself. If you agree to this marriage, you can go with him and get your master's degree there.
But I don't even want to live overseas, and I really can't think about marriage right now.
Why can't you?
No, it's not what you're thinking. You can be sure that I've totally forgotten about that matter. The thing is, I have a problem with myself now.
What problem have you got with yourself? Listen, darling. Dr. Ruz Bahani's family seem really nice and decent. They'd make a good background for you. And their son likes you. He's told his dad to propose on his behalf. So don't rush and say no like that. Think it over for a bit, and then give us your answer.
But I'm not even interested in him, Dad. You always told me that there needs to be mutual love between two people in order for their marriage to be successful. I think that Dr. Ruz Bahani's son should go and look for somebody else. Excuse me.
My eyelid's looking better, isn't it?
Yes. Did you show the results of your topography to the doctor?
Yeah.
Well, what did he say?
She said it'll get better eventually. It needs just a bit of time. She gave me a whole bunch of new meds for it. But it's looking much better now, right?
Yes.
What's wrong?
I don't know who gave Dad's number to Dr. Ruzbahani.
Did they call and say they want to come propose to you? Yeah? You told them to come, right? Nazanin.
Did you give them Dad's number?
Hey, what's it to me?
Who gave it then?
How should I know?
Fine.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word.
Hey, sweetheart. Hello.
Sorry, Mom. It was her bedtime, so I'm putting her to sleep.
That's all right. Don't worry about it, darling. Look at you, my little angel. What a pretty girl. Oh, the good old days. I remember how Dad was so excited about building this room for Hamid. By the way, can you tell me, does Mehdi have any news about Hamid?
No, he searched all the places he was in before, but he still hasn't found him. Sleep.
This room seemed so big to me back then.
But this isn't right, Mom. I wanted to invite you over.
All right, sweetheart. There's plenty of time for that. I promised Dad I would come here more frequently.
Where's Mehdi?
He's giving his granddad a shower.
Why didn't he tell me to give him his clothes?
Mom, aren't you going
to
come?
It's Mehran. He's come to pick me up.
Mom, tell him to come inside.
No, my dear. Let the poor girl get some rest.
But it's not nice like this.
Don't even think about it. Yes, it is. Didn't you say you plan on inviting us over?
Okay.
Take care, darling. And say bye to Mehdi for me. I love you so much, by the way. Try to take good care of Mehdi. He's really upset about that woman's death.
Yes, I know, Mom.
Try to cheer him up. Take his mind off things. Distract him so he starts to forget.
I've never met Miss Bezorgmeh, and she's constantly on my mind. I can just imagine what Mehdi must be going through.
Yes, that's why I'm saying you should watch out for him.
Sure.
Thank you. Ooh, I love you so much. Goodbye. Goodbye, Missy. Goodbye, sweetheart.
Bye, Mom. You too. And please say hi to Dad for me.
Sure thing. Okay.
You're a good person. I'm sure God loves you a lot. Please pray for me. Pray for me so I can remain a good person. Pray for God to love me.
Mehdi, why aren't you asleep yet?
I can't fall asleep.
Let's go inside. It's cold out here.
You go to sleep. I'll come.
Are you thinking about Miss Bezorgmeh? Mehdi, talk to me about her. Get it off your chest.
Her voice is still in my head. And it kills me when I think about the things she told me over the phone the other night. They're haunting me.
What did she tell you?
And she said, Please pray to God that he loves me. She said, pray for God to love me, so that I can remain a good person.
Maddie, stop being so hard on yourself.
When I saw Mr. Carrotman today, he told me the police suspect that Mr. Farney killed Miss Bezorgmere, so she wouldn't come to court and testify against him. I wish I'd never found her. I wish I'd never seen her. I wish I hadn't insisted so much that she comes to the court for me. It's like she knew. It's like she knew she was going to die. She said, I'll sleep in peace tonight, Mr. Farrakhan.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, dear?
Have you seen my student card?
No. Where are you off to?
University.
Don't go today. They're going to bring Aunt Soraya home from the hospital today. Your grandmother said she really wants us to be there.
I'm sorry, Mum. I can't come. You have to go alone.
Your classes haven't even started yet.
I've got to pick my subjects today. I really can't miss it. I have to go.
All right, fine.
I'll call Mehran and Dad to come and pick you up.
Your dad's gone to your grandfather's house, and Mehdi and Mehran are going to go to the hospital to pick up on Soraya.
I really have to go.
All right, well, it doesn't matter. But come there quickly, as soon as you can.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
You okay?
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
I'll get it out.
Where are we taking her?
To Uncle Hamid's room.
Let me take
that.
Don't
worry about it.
I'll shut the gate.
Tell me, does Nemat know I'm here?
Yes, he knows. Come in.
Tell Nemat I'll go to my own house if he doesn't want me here.
Don't say that, Auntie. Come inside while I go and call Dad to come.
No. I'm not stepping into this house till I see Nemat.
Thank you.
Hello, sister.
Hello, Nemat. Will you let me in your house?
This is your own house. I'm not the owner. This house belongs to all of you. Come inside. We're glad to see you, Soraya.
من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی.